It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to practice reading and reading fluently like we talk to one another. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Please write neatly so we can read it. I'll write my name too. And then you can put your pencil down. We're not going to need it for a little while. So we're going to practice reading some sentences fluently. That means how we talk to one another, not like a robot. So let's look at number one. There's a sentence there, and then there's a picture. See it all the way across? There's a little kitty cat on a rug. We're going to start by coloring the kitty cat orange. So find your orange crayon, and let's color the kitty cat orange. Now, because I see a kitty cat, I'm pretty sure the sentence that we're going to practice reading is going to be about nachos, right? No, it's not going to be about nachos. There's a kitty cat, so it's going to be about pizza. No. All right, it's going to be about potatoes. No, I think I might be hungry. All right, it's about a kitty cat, right? It must be. There's a picture of a cat, so it must be about a cat. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Put down that orange crayon, and let's color the mat that the cat is sitting on. Purple. Find your purple crayon. Let's color the mat purple. So we have a cat with a mat, and I'm pretty sure our sentence is going to be about a cat with some nachos. No, nacho. It's not your nacho. It's mine. This must be about a cat on a mat because that's the picture clue. Take two more seconds for the purple mat. Two, one. Please put down your purple crayon. All right, let's look at the sentence. I want you to see in the sentence, there are bubbles under each word, or you could call them circles, but today I'm going to be calling them bubbles. And one of those words must say cat because the picture clue has cat. So find it for me. Do you see it? It's the second bubble. See it? C-A-T. Cat. C-A-T. Let's take our orange crayon and fill in the bubbles. Fill it in. Color it in under the word cat. C-A-T, cat. It's the second bubble. Fill it in with your orange crayon and then put your orange crayon down. And now look at the sentence and see if you can find the word mat. Mat. Do you see it? It's the last bubble in the sentence. Let's color that word, that bubble, purple. Fill in the bubble under the word mat. M-A-T, mat. It's the last bubble. We're not coloring any other bubbles, just those two. The cat bubble should be orange, and the mat bubble should be purple. And now I'm going to read the sentence to you, and you listen. Ready? I want you to point to the bubbles when I say the words. The cat sat on the mat. Do it with me. The cat sat on the mat. I want you to take that finger and I want you to point with me. Now let's read it like, you know, we're interesting. We're not boring. The cat sat on the mat. Last time, the cat sat on the mat. All right, let's move down to number two. See the picture? What is that a picture of? Yep, it's a picture of a hat. Let's find a blue crayon and color the hat blue. So if there is a picture clue of a hat on number two, I'm pretty sure this sentence is going to be the sentence about nachos. No. What will this sentence be about? Yes, a hat. Take 2 more seconds to color your hat. 2, 1. Hang on to your blue crayon for me. Look at the sentence on number 2 and see if you can find the word hat. Do you see it? It begins with the letter H. Yes, it's the last word. Will you color the bubble under the word hat blue? Color the bubble under the word hat blue. And then go ahead and put your crayon down. Hat. This sentence is about a hat. And there is a question mark next to the word hat. So I'm going to use my question voice. Will you point to the bubbles as I read this sentence? Move your finger as I say the new words. Ready? Do you like the hat? But there's a question mark. So I need to read it with a question voice. Let's do it again. Come back to the beginning. Ready? I want you to echo me. I'll read it, then you read it. Do you like the hat? Your turn. Nice. Let's do it all together. Ready? Do you like the hat? And then you can answer it. Yes. No. Maybe. I don't know. It's not for me. All right, let's scoot down to number 3. I see a picture of a boy, and he has a baseball bat. Let's color the baseball bat brown. Find your brown crayon and color the baseball bat brown. Okay, do you think this sentence on number 3 is going to be about baseball? Probably. How about the word bat? Do you think it will have the word bat? Good. Me too. All right. Hang on to that brown crayon. Let's look for the word bat on number 3. B-b-at. B-b-at. Do you see it? Yes, it's the last one. Color the bubble under the word bat, B-A-T. Color the bubble brown. Bat. All right. And put down your brown crayon. Let's practice reading this. This one's a little sentence. Count the words on number 3. How many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4. And there's 4 bubbles. 1 bubble for each word. Here we go. I'll read it. You echo me. You point to the bubbles with your fingers. He has a bat. Your turn. Nice. Now let's read it like we're interesting. We're not boring. Ready? He has a bat. He has a bat. Yes, he has a bat. All right, let's move down to number 4. Let's color the can of carrots gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, use your pencil. That's what I'm going to use. I'm not going to color the carrot gray. I'm just going to color the can. Do you think that's a carrot or is it a fish? Is this a tuna fish can? Do we finally have some food? I just wish it was a can of nachos, nacho cheese, but I just think it's a can of carrots, or maybe it's a fish. I'm not entirely sure. Okay, take 2 more seconds for the gray can. 2, 1, put down your gray crayon or your pencil if you were using a pencil like me. And then there's a bag next to the can. Let's color the bag red. Let's color the bag red. Find a red crayon and color the bag red. So we have a can and a bag. The can is out of the bag. It's next to the bag. It's not in the bag. It's time to put it in the bag or maybe out of the bag for groceries. I don't know. But it's not nacho cheese. That's for sure. All right, 2 more seconds for the red bag. 2, 1. Okay. We have the picture clue. We have a can and a bag. Let's look at the sentence. Can you find the word can? Can. Do you see it? Let's color the bubble under the word can gray. We'll make it match our can. Can. C-A-N. Can. It's the second bubble. Fill that bubble in for me. We're making it gray. Okay? Put down your gray crayon. See if you can find the word bag. Bag, bag. Do you see it? Yep, it's the last bubble. B-A-G. Let's color that bubble red. to match our bag. These are our two words that match our picture. And then put down your red crayon and get your pointer finger out. Start at the beginning bubble. You're going to point to it. I'll read the words to you. You move your finger when I say the word. A can is by the bag. Your turn. Read it with me and move your finger. Ready? A can is by the bag. It sure is. Last time. A can is by the bag. There it is. A can is by the bag. We're saying it fluently the way we talk. Let's move down to number 5. Ready? I see some ham. Find a pink crayon and let's color the ham pink. Oh, now we're talking. Do you like to eat ham? I'll have a ham sandwich, please, with my nachos. Pink ham. Here we go. Color the ham pink. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Put down that pink crayon and let's make some grape jelly. Yummy. Find your purple crayon and let's color the grape jelly. We're going to call it jam because it rhymes with ham. Jam and ham rhyme. So we'll call the jelly jam. And it's purple because there's grapes on the front, so it's grape jelly. So we'll color it purple. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Let's see if we can find the word ham in the sentence on number 5. Ham. Can you find it? There it is. It's the very last word. Can you fill in the bubble under the word ham? H-A-M. It's the last bubble. Fill it in pink for me. There's a question mark after the word ham, so we're going to be using our question voice. Put down your pink crayon. Let's find our purple crayon and find the word jam. Do you see it? It's the only word that starts with a J. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the 4th word. Fill in that bubble purple under the word jam. J-A-M, jam. All right, put down that crayon. Get your finger out. We know we're going to have to use a question voice because there's a question mark. So point to the first word, can. Follow along. Move your finger. Ready? Here we go. Can I have jam with ham? There's my question voice. Scoot back to the beginning with your finger. Ready? Read it with me. Can I have jam with ham? And then you can answer the question. Yes, of course. No, that's disgusting. Last time, point to the first word. Read it with me. Use your question voice. Can I have jam with ham? Okay, last one, number 6. It's a boy. Look at him. His name is Sam. He looks mad. Let's find a green crayon and color Sam's shirt green. His name is Sam, and he does not look happy. I'm thinking somebody put jam on his ham, and he didn't like it. Color his shirt green. Just his shirt. That's all we're coloring. We're coloring Sam's shirt green. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right, let's look for the word Sam. Did you find it? Yes, it's the very first word of the sentence. It's the first bubble. Color it green. S-A-M, Sam. Fill in the bubble. It's the very first word, Sam. Now see if you can find the word mad, because he is mad. Mad. It's the only word with the letter M on number 6. Yep, it's the last word. Color that bubble green as well. M-A-D. Fill in the bubble for the last word, mad. Look, there's not a period and there's not a question mark. That's an exclamation point. That means we got to be kind of loud or excited. So put your crayon down, get your finger out, point to the first word and move your finger when I say the words. Here we go. Ready? Sam is very mad. Oh, go back to the beginning. Echo me. Sam is very mad. Let's do it together. Ready? Sam is very mad. All right, boys and girls, go up to the top. Go up to number one. There's a cat on the mat. Let's practice reading it. Point to the words with me. Here we go. Read it with me. The cat sat on the mat. Number two, I see a hat. Ready? Do you like the hat? There's a question mark. Number three, I see the picture of the bat. Ready? He has a bat. Number four, we have a can by the bag. Ready? Let's read it. Move your finger. A can is by the bag. Number five, do you see the jam with the ham? All right, here we go. It's a question. Move your finger on number five. Can I have jam with ham? And the last one, number six, it's Sam, and he is very mad. Ready? We're mad. There's an exclamation mark. Sam is very mad. Boys and girls, you did it. We did the whole thing. We did the coloring. We found the words. We did the reading. We did not read like a robot. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.